GM, and welcome to Crypto Grind Daily. I'm Alex, and today we've got a trifecta of stories that highlight the spectrum of crypto's wild, wild west. From old scams finally seeing a shred of justice, to fresh digital heists masquerading in plain sight, to the ever-evolving legislative landscape that may finally give stablecoins a practical edge in everyday finance. First up, the OneCoin saga. Remember Ruja Ignatova, the so-called crypto queen? A decade ago, she mesmerized 3.4 million hopefuls around the world into dropping $4 billion into a cryptocurrency that was about as real as a $3 bill. Fast forward to today, and the U.S. Department of Justice has finally cracked open a compensation fund, $40 million to be exact, for those swindled. That sounds substantial until you do the math. 1 cent for every dollar stolen. It's akin to putting a Band-Aid on a severed limb. Victims have until June 30th, 2026, to submit their claims, provided they have enough documentation to satisfy the bureaucratic appetite of Kroll Settlement Administration, LLC. It's less a victory lap and more a feeble nod to justice, a stark reminder that in crypto's early days, due diligence was often an afterthought. Now, as if to remind us that scams are not relics of the past, Apple's App Store unwittingly hosted a counterfeit ledger app that siphoned off $9.5 million from unsuspecting users. Dubbed the Leva Heel Limited app, this digital Trojan horse lay in wait for 2 weeks, posing as a legitimate Ledger Live application. All it took was a gullible user entering their 24-word seed phrase, and boom, assets across multiple blockchains vanished into the ether. Once again, it's Zach XBT, the crypto sleuth, who shone the light on this digital heist. The incident underscores a perennial truth in crypto. Security is non-negotiable, and trust should be earned, never blindly given. An irony that Apple, the vanguard of user safety, got hoodwinked is not lost on us. Lastly, let's pivot to Capitol Hill, where the Parity Act is stirring the pot. This proposed legislation could exempt stablecoins from capital gains tax for transactions under $200, making your morning latte with USDC a tax-free delight. It's a nod toward practicality, recognizing stablecoins as a bridge between traditional finance and crypto. Meanwhile, Bitcoin, the venerated original, remains shackled by tax obligations every time you decide to use it for that same coffee. It's like inviting everyone to the party but telling Bitcoin it can't dance. The bill's framing, the digital asset protection, accountability, regulation, innovation, taxation, and Yields Act suggests a comprehensive approach, but its selective tax relief rings more like a concession than a full-fledged embrace of crypto's potential as everyday currency. For developers and builders in the space, these stories are a clarion call. Whether you're creating new ecosystems, securing user data, or navigating the regulatory waters, the crypto landscape demands vigilance, innovation, and a touch of skepticism. Victims of OneCoin remind us to build with transparency and integrity as cornerstones. The scam on Apple's marketplace underscores the need for tighter security protocols and user education. And the Parity Act, it's a signal to think about integrating stablecoins in ways that make them truly useful and compliant in the real world. Stay sharp, keep building, and remember, crypto's challenges are just opportunities in disguise. I'm Alex. See you tomorrow.